This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, doing a historic episode of the Latin Alternative. Yes, our first episode ever north of the border. We are in Victoria, British Columbia today with, you could say, hands down, our favorite Canadian Latin artist, but I think just an extraordinary singer-songwriter in his own right. We're joined today by Alex Cuba.
Hey, man, how you doing?
For those of you who are not familiar with Alex, as his last name or his artistic last name implies, he is from Cuba, but lives today in Smithers, British Columbia, which I had to Google today and discovered is not anywhere near Vancouver, but is a good like 10 hours like north, really far. So I have to say you're probably the most northern Latin alternative artist we've ever played. And Alex has just released a really great new album called Lo Único Constante, The Only Constant.
Yes.
And I wanted to, you know, we're going to go into a little bit more of your history in a little bit, but first, to start things off, I thought we would play my favorite song on the album, Chick. And I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about this, and my impression is that it also features some African instrumentation.
Yeah, I'm actually very proud of the percussion side of the song, you know, that what we ended up recording in there, because it's not the traditional congas that most people know. It's actually abaqua drums. And abaqua comes from, it's a secret society in Cuba, very old, and they have these drums. I got in touch with the percussionist that ended up doing the percussion for most of the album. And his name is Emilio Del Monte Jr. He was in Miami, and he came up with the idea of this beat with this horn, with these drums for the song. When he sent me the sample, I was like, my God, I love it, because it's a lot more tribal. You know, you get the feel that you're in the middle of the jungle kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it became one of my favorite songs on the album. I wrote it, as you can tell, probably, you can probably tell, I wrote it from the bass. I started on the bass. The first thing that came to me was the bass line. Kong, kong, king, kong, kong, king, king, kong, king. And then, chekere, chekere, you know, that melody came already with the word of chekere. And then from there, I was telling a story about the chekere, why I like it more than maracas, you know, gave it a little bit of a folkloric angle to it. And it is one of my favorites on the record too.
Let's take a listen from the album Lo Único Constante. This is the track Chequere.
Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere. Chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere. Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere. Chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere. La gente pide maraca, yo prefiero chequere, que con su ritmo arrebata de la rumba al candomblé. ¿Por qué le dan al cencerro si yo quiero chequere? Me alegra por la mañana cuando suena el chequere. Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere. Chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere. Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere. Chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere.
Ayer me encontré una mata de la huira chequere. Paría más que la ñata, la mujer de Rincomé. Estaba al final del pueblo, el frondoso chequere. Parece que a la semilla le salieron unos pies.
Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere. Chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere. Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere. Chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere. Sombrero, cuando toca chequere, le da respeto al santero, a los dioses con iré, así se le quita el miedo al hermano que no ve, refrescas el año entero, medicina chequere, dice chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere,
dice
chequere, chequere, suena rico el chequere, chequere, chequere.
Fire.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
El silencio me agita, me rompe la calma. Una fiebre bajita se convierte en ansias. Desafar el nudo que llevo en el alma desde que la he visto enamorada. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes.
Si al mirarte miraras, yo sería un espejo y quizás te engañara al reflejar tu cuerpo. Hallarías la prisa devorando el tiempo dentro de mis ojos, lo que siento. Hallarías la prisa devorando el tiempo dentro de mis ojos, lo que siento. Dentro de mis ojos, lo que yo siento.
Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí,
sí, pero no,
porque yo sé que su
pero
amor no,
pero
me
sí
conviene. No,
quién sabe,
pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes.
¿Quién puede decir?
Pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene.
Pero está linda.
Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene. No, pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes.
You are listening to the Latin Alternative, and a special episode taped north of the border from Canada. We are joined today by Alex Cuba, a very talented singer-songwriter, for a special takeover episode. We just heard the song Si Pero No, which I believe this comes from your album Agua del Pozo, which came out, I think, back in, was it 2009?
2007.
Okay, so we're looking at 10 years. And I, you know, just looking at the Spotify numbers, this looked like this was one of your most popular songs. I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about this track, and then I'm going to ask you a few questions about your history going from Cuba to Canada.
Yeah, it came out on my album Agua del Pozo, which came out in 2007. And I wrote it one day. I went to a guitar camp in Smithers, BC. They do two of those, one for kids and one for adults every summer. And I was there and something, I don't know what happened, you know, the melody came to me like, teh, torere. And then on the drive back home, I started writing the lyrics, you know, as I was driving. And then it was time for me to go to the studio. We actually here in Victoria, where I have recorded most of my albums.
Okay.
And I went to the studio to work with the producer engineer that I work the most. His name is Joby Baker. And I was throwing, I had like 23 songs for that album, you know, to choose 12 from there. And then one day, the second day of doing guide tracks or whatever, I started jamming on that, not really thinking that I was going to record it on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But Joby pushed a button from the control room and he said, "What's that?" And I'm like, I don't know, I just wrote this. I love that. Can we do that song? Uh-huh. And so he's, you know, who knows what would have happened if, yeah. if he didn't say that, right? An interesting story too about the song is that recently David Bisbal, you know, from Spain.
Yeah, Spain's biggest pop artist.
Exactly, covered that song. And he had a special request for me before he liked to do it. He said, I love the song, but could you write a bridge for it?
Okay.
Because the original doesn't have a bridge, you know. So 10 years later, here I am writing something new for the song as well. It was quite an interesting process for me. I loved it. And the bridge came out really well. You can't, if you listen to it, you can't tell that they were written like more than 10 years apart. You know? Okay.
Before we go into the next song, I do have to ask a little bit. You know, I think it's very interesting. You know, obviously our show, it airs on 50 stations across the United States, and we tend to be very, if not U.S.-centric, focused more south of the border.
Right.
And there's actually been a wave of, I won't call it a huge wave, but there has been an increasing volume of Canadian artists that have come to my attention. I think Mariachi Ghost in like Winnipeg. It was like a hip hop group that I heard out of Toronto that I thought was surprisingly good. And it's nice to see that. And I guess I just want to get a little bit of your history coming from Artemisa, Cuba, winding up in Smithers, British Columbia.
Right. Well, I came to Canada in 1999. And it was Victoria where I came first. Victoria was for me the beginning of music in Canada. 4 years later, we moved up to Smithers. It was a family decision. I am a proud father. I have three kids.
Oh, nice.
My wife, we've been together for a long time now. And so it was a family decision. We moved up there. I won Hive, you know, to you that when, you know, after a little while I've been there, it crossed my mind, you know, a couple of times, how am I going to be able to do music here,
right.
You know? My wife has always been the biggest supporter of everything I've done. So she said, well, if you're good, you make music anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it took for me to open up my eyes and start looking at music in a different way, you know? And the rest is history. Everything I've done, I've done it. Everything I've done it from Smithers, you know? And I'm quite proud of it because if it was a rumor before Alex Cuba moved to Smithers that you can, you know, these days because of the internet and stuff like that,
right.
You can function from anywhere. I think I am a living proof of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I write songs in Smithers with people in Barcelona, people in Madrid, in Mexico City, everywhere, right from my house, and it's quite the thing. You know, the only thing we need, and I keep saying that, the only thing we need is just inspiration, you know, and,
uh-huh.
and follow your heart, you know, and I think that's what I've done. And that's why Smithers is still serving me with so much inspiration and comfortness. I find, by the way, if you've never been there, you got to go there sometime.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. You know, it will take your breath away when you see it.
Uh-huh. And it's funny, now I'm remembering another British Columbia Latin alternative act. I like Pacifica, who I believe
yeah,
is Vancouver.
Right from Vancouver. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's funny, you know, Canada, hotbed now of Latin alternative music. I love seeing things like that.
Oh, I must tell you, you know, I've been saying this at all of my shows. I've been saying that Smithers is the Latin capital of Canada.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to take a field trip there next year, I believe. We're going to now take a musical time machine back 5 years to 2012. We're going to take a listen to Por Donde Vas from the album Ruido en el Sistema. And Alex, if you could just very briefly tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, it's a song that I think, you know, I wrote it with a friend of mine in mind. It's actually a friend of mine from here, from Victoria, that was having a rough time in his life, you know. Actually, to be completely honest, he was even considering to end his life, you know. And the song, this melody comes to me, and the first phrase, which is, Dime, por donde vas, tell me which way you are going.
Uh-huh.
And then I took it all the way to basically say that life is full of choices, and the most important thing is to make a choice, you know, choose something, then follow it. So, I'm glad it came out as a very strong message. People over the years have let me know how they feel about this song. You know,
okay.
it's I know that it speaks to a lot of people. So
great.
I'm glad I wrote it.
Dime por dónde vas. Dime si doblarás a tu izquierda. Donde tus ojos ven, puede de suerte ser la más cierta. cabalga el viento, ve tan lejos donde el amor. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Dime por dónde vas, dime si doblarás a tu diestra. ¿Dónde tus ojos ven? Lanza tu más autónoma flecha. El universo es tan grande como tu fe. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. La vida es una flor multicolor, en cada dirección del corazón. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Si no lo ves, canta conmigo que la ilusión yo te daré. Dime por dónde vas, dime por dónde vas.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hey, my name is Alex Cuba, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Dime que sientes lo mismo cuando yo te miro. Se agita mi pecho. Oh, algo que solo contigo yo sé que yo siento. ¿Será que a mi vida le entregas el verdadero amor? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Underneath the stars, all the world is ours and ours alone.
Verdadero amor, tan solo sentimos tú.
So don't let me go.
No es
like a movie. The stars will be shooting and falling around us. We've built a city where nobody sleeps. This thing is forever, it's 24/7. I love you so never let me, never let me go.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special takeover episode with Alex Cuba. We just heard the track No Esperes Más, featuring Anya Marina, and this track was produced by a mutual friend, Leo Sidrin, who, full disclosure, did a remix for my former group, Hip Hop Julios, and I know he produced your album Healer. Tell me a little bit about Anya Marina. I really like her backing vocals and collaboration with you on this track.
Well, I had the pleasure to meet Anya. It's coming now into what, 4 years or something, but at a songwriters retreat in Tulum, Mexico, of all places in the world, you know. And from the moment we met, I really loved her voice. It's like so beautifully, so full of texture, you know. And so we started creating a melody, you know, and then the melody turned into this song. And she always liked from me my mouth noises that I do when I'm playing guitar, and then, you know, the rhythm. Anyway, and I'm saying this because just the other day I sent her a message on WhatsApp, and I was singing something, then she got back to me saying, hey, I miss your mouth clips or whatever she called it, you know. But anyway, yeah, the song came out beautifully. You know, it's always a challenge to write something in two different languages, you know, and make it come across as one thing. I think our voices complement each other very well. And it was just an amazing thing to do, you know, to sing with her on this song. Also with, I don't know if you know the story, maybe I'm going too long, but I don't know how it's a full circle thing, you know, because when I met her, I already knew our friend Leo. But she didn't know Leo yet. Okay. So we didn't even mention Leo anywhere, right? And then she goes back to New York from that trip. And somehow she comes across Leo or something. She meets Leo. And they say, hey, I met Leo. And he says he knows you, you know. So it was this, like, the world became very small for me in a minute, you know. And so it was quite a pleasure to do this. And it was one of the songs that I'm very proud of. I don't know if you've seen the video, too. We did a wicked video for this song, Abing Smithers. That is just beautiful.
Excellent. Now we're going to play another track right now. This is Caballo or Caballo, which is how I would wind up saying it, but Caballo Horse from the album Alex Cuba.
Yeah.
marcha a paso lento, cuando de frente el viento te tira de la cara, y el temor del mañana se esfuma en un momento, dejándote por cierto la luz de la esperanza. Montate en mi caballo, que no pide dinero. Montate en mi caballo, que no pide dinero. Montate en mi caballo, apúrate en el hecho, no escuches lo que el tiempo te diga con su espada. Cuando te falten ganas de amar con todo apego, flotando yo te llevo del monte a la sabana.
Montate en mi caballo,
en mi caballo montate tú,
que no pide dinero.
Pa'lante trotando, sí, sí, pa'lante. Ven, súbete tú primero, no necesitas dinero, no. Caballo, caballo va.
I'm Josh Norick, and this is the Latin Alternative.
En mi guitarra se quedó la maravilla de una voz, en un acorde que prendió mi vida. Un arco iris trae el sol a cada cuerda que le doy, con sutileza y a favor del tiempo, que me estremece en los silencios, busca siempre aquel tono perfecto, perfecto. Las notas que sonando van del pensamiento hasta mi afán, no sé escribirlas, no me dan paciencia. Soplando el mi de un acordeón, marchando con la percusión, la voz me agita si no voy a oírla. En permanente sintonía, cada onda grita que ella es mía y mía. Sueño contigo, te he visto en la aurora, en mi guitarra desnuda y sonora, llenas el brillo de una realidad que nunca esconde de mí tu extraño amor. En mi guitarra
guitarra se quedó la sinfonía de una voz que a mi esperanza la encontró dormida. Yo estaba al borde del temor y pudo abrirme el corazón con un minuendo de ilusión escrita en los acentos más profundos que el silencio le ha dado a mi vida. A mi vida. Sueño contigo, te he visto en la aurora, en mi guitarra desnuda y sonora, llenas el brillo de una realidad que nunca esconde de mí tu extraño amor, tu extraño amor, tu extraño amor. Oh, yeah. Es verdad, ya no es sensación. He podido hoy de sus besos ser testigo. Es verdad, ya no es sensación. He podido hoy de sus besos ser testigo. Es verdad, ya no es sensación.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, in a special takeover episode. We're joined by Canada's own Alex Cuba, and we just heard probably my favorite track on his new album, Lo Único Constante. That's a track called En Mi Guitarra, or On My Guitar. And I think that's something that we need to discuss is that, I mean, some people describe you as a singer-songwriter, but you're also an amazing guitarist. And I understand, you know, you started at a very young age, and your father, I believe, is a very accomplished guitarist. So just tell us a little bit, your childhood and what it was like growing up with, you know, an acclaimed guitarist as a father.
Well, I the more I reflect on my life, you know, is the more I come to realize that how lucky I was, I guess, you know, to be born in a household where, you know, my father was a musician. He was an instructor, you know, a music educator. And simply there was always music around, you know, and my dad would play in front of us. When I say us, it's my brother and I. And then he will go somewhere. I will leave the guitar. And I remember me, you know, grabbing the guitar and trying to play at least one little piece of whatever he did, you know. I was that kind of a kid, you know. Music always called to me, you know. And then, of course, my dad saw that, and of course, he loved it. And, you know, I'm very grateful that he gave me so much time. On this song, I guess it was time for me. I've written so many songs on guitar that I guess it was time for me to write a song about a guitar. And but the story is completely, you know, a fantasy story. You know, I think the melody came to me first on this song, and then I ended up writing a song. A story basically saying that I feel that is a voice inside of my guitar. You know, that makes me do things, and somehow I think I have that relationship with my guitar. You know.
I hope your wife isn't getting jealous.
We always. That's I guess. In other words, that's what inspiration means. But it is it's a track that I love too from the album. It's the album opener, and I think it sets the tone for a singer songwriter's album. You know, mm-hmm. When you hear that, there is no doubt that a little secret here between you and I know that a lot of people are gonna hear, but let's keep it as a secret. I feel that song as much Cuban as much Canadian, you know. To me, it's equally. That song lives in both ways, in both countries. And it's important for me because I've been in Canada now for over 18 years. And it's important to me to continue to do a kind of music that pleases whoever doesn't understand Spanish as well. Sure. Or even whoever doesn't ever, or whoever haven't heard ever of Cuban or Latin music before, uh-huh. You know. So that's what I aim at in a lot of my music, to do something a bit more universal. And I think it has a lot to do with my sound, you know.
Well, that's very cool. And I want to just briefly talk about, you know, we don't have too much time, but we already heard a collaboration with Anya Marina. You've done a number of very, I think, fantastic collaborations. This one is with an artist I think many of our listeners are familiar with, Nelly Furtado, who's actually from Victoria, British Columbia as well, originally. And I know, you know, in the U.S., I think, you know, about 15 years ago, she was peaking in popularity, and then she started doing more embracing the Latin side. She collaborated with Juanes, and I'm fond of Nadie Como Tú in the opening guitar riff. Just tell us briefly, I mean, was it a friendship with Nelly Furtado, or how did you guys come to know each other and collaborate?
Well, this song, Nadie Como Tú, that I'm glad you like the coin, ging, ging, coin, ging, 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 oh, I think I wrote this song because of her. I wrote it right after we collaborated on her debut Spanish album, okay. You know, Untitled Mi Plan. I wrote many songs there,
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
It was a fun thing to do. Nelly was so cool, you know, she was so into it. Needless to say, it was my responsibility to follow up whatever she did with this great song she did with Juanes.
Yeah.
So it was my, you know, I had to make sure we had something nice, you know, we did something nice. But anyway, it was an incredible thing to do with her. Then having spent so much time with her, I guess her vibe, you know, is too with me, you know, her, how she looks at music. And I was on tour in the US, and I, in the middle of the tour, I come up with this, "Yo he visto el cielo," and I knew immediately that Nelly needed to sing on it, you know.
Okay.
So I phoned her, I called her up and I said, "Hey, I got a song here that I hear your voice in it." And she said, "Send it to me," send it to her, and she loved it. And said, "Why are we doing this?" You know, and it was fun to do it, you know.
Let's take a listen. Going back to 2012, this is Nadie Como Tú, Alex Cuba with Nelly Furtado.
Pasar un cometa. Cuando me besa confiada en los labios me deja un sabor a menta que perdura hasta la mañana. Como lo hace su mirada.
This is the Latin Alternative. We'll be right back.
Hola, I am Alex Cuba, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Tiene los labios más lindos, más rojos, más tibios, más suaves, más finos que he visto en la vida. Santa palabra medida, la naturaleza que dio simetría a tal maravilla. Muchacha bonita, dame una mordida, que todo lo malo tu boca lo quita. Muchacha bonita, dame una mordida, que todo lo malo tu boca lo quita. Tu boca lo quita, tu boca lo quita. Tiene los labios más lindos, más suaves, más tibios, más rojos, más finos que he visto en la vida. Su imagen desnuda, con ganas locuras, llegan a la altura de mis fantasías. Muchacha bonita, dame una mordida, que todo lo malo tu boca lo quita. Muchacha bonita, dame una mordida, que todo lo malo
listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode taped in Canada with Alex Cuba, a very talented singer-songwriter, celebrating the release of his most recent album, Lo Único Constante. We just heard a song, actually going back to, I believe, 2007, right? You said Agua del Pozo album. That was the song Tu Boca Loquita. And we're going to now play a track that's a little more recent, another collaboration. I think, you know, you've done some very interesting collaborations with, especially with female artists. I'm a big fan of this track, Beautiful Mistake. Just tell us briefly about the song, and I'm not familiar with Alejandra Rivera, the collaborator on this track.
Well, if you're not familiar with her, I will please, you know, recommend it to you and ask you to go find her music, because she's one of Canada's most beautiful voices.
Okay.
Just to put it that way. But yeah, I wrote the song. The song came out of one of my writing trips to Miami. There's a couple of people that I wrote it with. And then I started all the time. I saw myself doing it for my album. And I talked to a couple of people and somebody recommended to me her voice. I'll be honest with you, up to the point I didn't know of her either. Uh-huh. But the moment I heard her voice, I said, oh my God, this is cool. You know, she has a very interesting voice, unique. I like uniqueness in music, you know. I have never been afraid of being unique, you know. And I don't know, maybe that's good, maybe not, who knows, you know. But that's my thing in music. And as soon as I heard her voice, I said, yeah, this is the voice for this. And it came out nicely. It was recorded. She did her part in Montreal. And then, because we couldn't get together, timing wasn't working for us back then. And but I'm really happy with the work she did on the song. And I know that a lot of people listen to the song. Just wonderful to know that we have such beautiful talent in Canada, you know. So
mucho talento canadiense. Let's take a listen to Beautiful Mistake from Alex Cuba off the 2015 album Healer.
Tell me, why don't you tell me what You're thinking, now you've got me on a mission. Can you show me how you move?
Fuertes son fuertes mis ganas de tenerte, de llenar mi vida de tu suerte y emprender camino para dos. Voy contigo. I can be anything you want me to be.
I can be your great escape, be your beautiful mistake. Come on, let me show you now, show you now, show you now. Oh, oh, oh. Yo puedo ser para ti tu más complicado error. Come on, let me show you now, show you now, show you now.
Wondering, baby, I'm wondering where you're going. Honey, your feet, they move so slow. And can you tell me where they lead?
Fácil, tan fácil te quedas en mi mente. Con pocas palabras me convences. Y pronto detienes mi reloj. I can be anything you want me to be.
I can be your great escape, be your beautiful mistake. Come on, let me show you now, show you now, show you now. Oh, oh, oh. I can be your great escape, be your beautiful mistake. Come on, let me show you now.
Listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Soy nada. esa niña a mí me gusta mucho.
Me dice la cara.
Por eso lo digo yo, que ella me pone los cachetes colorados. Ay, caballero, que si me tiene amarrado, me tiene embrujado. Y yo me suelto.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and this has been a very special spotlight episode dedicated to Alex Cuba. You could say the most prominent Latin artist in Canada, but just a super talented singer-songwriter in his own right. If you'd like what you've been hearing, you can follow us at The Latin Alternative on Facebook and on Twitter. Our ID is Latin Alt. You can also catch the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com. Now, we just heard a very funky little track there, Penita en la Cara, which is from the 2007 album Agua del Pozo. And, you know, what I like, Alex, about your music is that there's this real variety. You know, one minute you're doing like a ballad with a, you know, with a female artist. The next minute you're just going into totally like Latin funk jam territory. And so just tell us a little bit about that track. And, you know, I think that just I like musical diversity. I'm not a huge fan of an artist doing like the same style every song. And it's one of the things that, you know, attracts me to your music. Just tell us about that song.
You know, in order to tell you about that song, I have to say one thing, though. When I was creating that album, I knew that the songs were sort of like everywhere, you know, like, and I spoke to somebody in the music industry, you know, and I had an amazing advice. The person said to me, if that's the way you feel music, then that's you. And I never looked back on that. I said, you know, this is me, and you can find that variety throughout my whole entire music. I love, and it's not that I do it purposely, that I go, okay, I want a bolero on my album. Songs come, and then when it's time to do a record, you're going to find that variety, you know, because I put the same amount of love in all of them. And of course, whatever I write is what comes to me for a reason. That's the way I feel it, you know. But this song is interesting because I wrote it outside. Might have been, I don't know, maybe minus 10 Celsius. And I was inside a hot tub with a Cuban cigar in my mouth and screaming the lyrics so that I can feel it, you know. Although it sounds jammy, I mean, it sounds groovy, and I was very cold when I was writing it. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't cold, but it was in cold weather, you know. One of the things that this song saw me starting to do stuff, in the engineering world for me, because I remember using GarageBand to demo this, and I remember editing the sample horns that they have in there, you know.
Yeah.
And then we went to Cuba, and of course we got it all done for real, and it was something that I'm very proud on. The song is the conga pattern. Because that came to me as a melody, like it's in between plena and something else, you know, that might have been Cuban, I guess. But it came to me as a melody, and I passed it on to the same percussionist that is playing with me on Chequere, Emilio Del Monte Jr. And he loved it. At the beginning, it was kind of, this is weird, I never heard this before. But then he loved it, and he killed it. The sound of the drums is just unbelievable, you know. And it's a very funky, outbeat song that, I don't know, you don't need to understand what he's saying to sort of feel the groove, I think.
Well, that probably might be the first Latin funk jam that I'm aware of recorded, or at least inspired in negative 10 degree weather. So thank you for keeping us warm. Our special guest today has been Alex Cuba, and we're very excited to have him on the show. We're going to be playing more songs from his latest album, Lo Único Constante, in future new music episodes. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's been wonderful, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, and we're going to wrap things up right now with the track Directo from the self-titled album, Alex Cuba.
Te mando esta canción que no dice nada, pero va directo a tu corazón. Te mando una razón para que te entregues, vengas a mis brazos, herida de amor.
las palabras con que esta canción deja volar mi voz buscando tu atención. Son 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 y 10. Son muchas, ya me cansé contar mi desamor. Te mando esta canción que no dice nada, pero va directo a tu corazón. Te mando una razón para que te entregues, vengas a mis brazos, herida de amor. Te mando esta canción que no dice nada, pero va directo a tu corazón. Te mando una razón para que te entregues, vengas a mis brazos. Buscando tu atención. Son 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 y 10. Son muchas, ya me cansé contar mi desamor. Te mando esta canción que no dice nada, pero va directo a tu corazón. A tu corazón, boom, boom, disparo yo.
Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.